You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Of course, that means movie weekend releases. And unlike, you know, annoying networks like the E! Network that make you sit through all of the trailers for the week's movies, we, as a public service, put them all together in what we like to call the mother of all trailers.
I have to destroy a postal truck filled with lethal microbes before a doomsday cult or a terrorist group destroys the entire world.
This ain't gonna be easy. Not as easy as it used to be.
This is the first war ever to be 100% outsourced to private enterprise.
Damn, I thought that was closer.
Faster!
You're a teacher?
Trade show producer.
Yeah, like I believe that.
In there, some clips from War, Inc. and Postal that are being released this weekend, but it's all going to be overshadowed by the release of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And to review that movie for us this morning, Rick Jones, the state archaeologist for the state of Indiana's Department of Natural Resources, the person who led off our broadcast this evening. Rick, thanks for joining us.
This morning.
Or this morning, right.
Yes.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. You went to the movie last night. What did you think?
Well, I enjoyed the movie. It's more fantasy than reality, but particularly as an adventure, it was very interesting.
Now, not a surprise that it's more fantasy than reality, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? Wait a second. You mean archaeologists don't run through the scenes and take away artifacts from sites?
Not to my knowledge. And although the adventure sounds exciting, usually it's a more systematic, more tedious, more slow process.
Now, have you ever in your life gone from an airplane to a car to a motorcycle in a matter of seconds?
I'd like to say yes, but no, I have not.
I see. Had you seen the other Indiana Jones movies?
Yes, I have seen all of them.
And as Rick Jones, who's the state archaeologist for the state of Indiana, has anyone made this connection between Indiana archaeologist Jones and you, or are we the first to do this?
There have been a few people in the past. A reporter back in the early 80s tracked me down as a grad student in Indiana University, and occasionally when I give a presentation or talk about the past, somebody connects with that.
And do you say to yourself, my job is nothing like the movies, or do you say, gee, yes, I've seen those movies?
Both. I try to impart some of the excitement of doing archaeology, which is discovery of things that we don't know about, and but also to try to tell them about the reality of how archaeology is conducted.
Now, it's not likely that you're actually going to find the Ark of the Covenant buried in Indiana, but I'm wondering what sort of archaeological dramas occur in your life, Rick?
Well, archaeological dramas here take place in cornfields in Indiana and in the Midwest, including mound sites, and some of the mounds are quite sophisticated from a couple thousand years ago where the cultures had crystal knives and projectile points, all kinds of decorative items, pearls, silver, things like that.
Well, that's great. We need some pictures of those to put on our website, but we want to leave it there, at least as far as Indiana archaeology is concerned. But I guess we get a thumbs up on the movie from you, right?
Yes. I particularly enjoyed Indy's persistence in the quest for knowledge.
That's great. Rick, keep that quest for knowledge going. Rick Jones is the state archaeologist from the state of Indiana. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.